Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Creative writing builds creative thinkers. Let's go in depth with Valerie Billing, professor of English and faculty coordinator of the Central College Annual Student Writing Anthology. Professor Billing, what do you teach at Central College?
I teach English courses, and my specialization is in Shakespeare and other early modern literature, but I teach a whole range of courses at Central, including Shakespeare and British Literature 1, but also literature by women, African-American literature, LGBTQ plus literature. I teach our introductory course for the major called the Literary Imagination. And I also teach LAS 110, which is our interdisciplinary seminar for first-year students.
Well, you're busy.
I am.
Well, that's a lot of different topics.
It is. It's one of the fun things about working at a liberal arts college.
So some of the things that you teach probably really change the kids' worldview.
That is my hope. For example, this semester, this fall, I'm teaching African-American literature, which is, I must say, a new course for me, since my training is in early British literature. Teaching African-American literature is a very new thing for me, and I spent a considerable amount of time this summer preparing this new class. But especially with many of the events happening this summer and the widespread Black Lives Matter protests, this is a really timely course, and I felt a responsibility to do this movement some justice and to talk about this movement as well as African American literature more broadly with a student body that is mostly white. Of the 19 students enrolled in the course, the majority of the students are white. So it is my hope that this course will shift worldview or show some new perspectives a little bit to students.
We'll get to the topic that we were going to get to, but I just have to say the poet Langston Hughes really influenced me as a teenager in my writing and everything. He was a great African-American poet.
Yes, absolutely.
So are you going to teach Langston Hughes?
I am going to teach Langston Hughes. I have a short unit on the Harlem Renaissance that'll include one novel and some poetry, including Langston Hughes' poetry. So I'm really looking forward to teaching that. It's very different from the kind of poetry that I get to teach in a Shakespeare course. For example, the influences of jazz and blues on Langston Hughes' poetry and the ways in which he thinks about musical and rhythmical elements and also about politics in his poetry is really powerful.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Valerie Billing, professor of English and faculty coordinator of the Central College Annual Student Writing Anthology. Well, and so you bring all of these different perspectives to the students, and I'm sure that somehow it helps influence them and grow their writing styles, and some of that comes out in the writing anthology that comes out every year.
Yes, I hope so. Well, I think it does.
Tell us about the anthology.
Sure. So the writing anthology was established by Professor Walter Cannon, who was a professor of English who's now retired. He retired, I think, about 4 years ago. And he was really instrumental in starting the Writing Across the Curriculum program at Central College, which seeks to help students improve their writing skills, not only in one or two composition classes they might take during college, but really across the curriculum in courses that they take throughout their 4 years. And so he established the writing anthology in order to show off some of that wonderful work that was happening in courses in many disciplines. So the writing anthology has been published since 1981. So we just put out our 40th issue this spring, actually, which is pretty exciting. And it really does showcase a wide diversity of student writing. So we certainly have pieces that were written for English classes, but in this year's issue, we also have pieces written for anthropology classes, psychology, we have a travel writing course. We have one essay that's written in Spanish for a senior capstone for the Spanish major. So the writing doesn't even have to be limited to English language. And the winner of this year's award for most outstanding essay was written for a biology class. It's a really beautiful essay about some reasons why some spiders decorate their webs with various designs. And this student has studied poetry at Central College as well as biology. And I think that really interdisciplinary approach shows in her biological writing.
Well, and that would be Emma Klodfelter, correct?
Exactly, yes.
Well, I've known Emma since she was a little girl.
Have you really?
Yes, and it was
You're
just...
outstanding.
Well, and it was, and her father pointed out this essay to me. But it was just wonderful to read about the beauty and functionality and different hypotheses about why these spider webs are the way that they are. And it's something that we've all wondered, why beautiful spider webs. And I thought Emma just approached it in a just most glorious way. It was just really a lot of fun to read, very well written. Unlike a lot of scientific articles, it was just very clear.
Yes, absolutely. I was riveted from beginning to end, and it was very easy when our editorial committee was trying to decide which was the best essay. Just this one kept our attention from beginning to end, and was not what we expected out of a biology essay at all. It was really, really lovely and well written piece.
More in depth. After this.
I continued my conversation with Valerie Billing, professor of English and faculty coordinator of the Central College Annual Student Writing Anthology. Well, there's a lot of other pieces, and we can't highlight every other one, but are there any others that you think are worth discussing now that our audience might appreciate?
Oh, certainly. Let's see here. So, I would like to highlight one that's kind of experimenting with two forms simultaneously, and that is a piece called Aristotle and Allison Discover the Secrets of Their Dads, written by a student named Emma Carlson. And she wrote this essay for LGBTQ plus literature and culture, and it is a combination of poetry and an essay. So the final prompt for that course gave students the option of producing some kind of artistic response to what they had read during the semester. And she wrote a really lovely essay about two pieces from the semester. So the book Fun Home by Alison Bechdel and the book Aristotle and Dante Discover the Secrets of the Universe by Benjamin Fayez. And she, in this piece, she combined some of her own poetry with her essay about these two other books. And it's a really lovely, I think, example of what a student can produce out of a liberal arts college when they're able to bring their own creative element in which they're very comfortable to bear on their classwork. Emma also used a kind of experimental form of poetry that she had picked up from another poet read earlier in the semester named Trish Sala. So Emma's combining then ideas from this graphic novel and this novel with new forms of poetry that she's working in, inspired by the class.
I didn't read all of the essays yet. I hope to be able to, but I did read this entry into the anthology, and it was just very intriguing, the different forms. And then, the secrets of one's dads. I mean, that that really opens up a lot about how we know each other, I mean, and our dads. But it's a look we're not, we think we know our family, but do we?
Right.
And so she was digging into that in some very interesting, thought-provoking ways.
Yes, I thought so, especially since so much lesbian and gay literature is about the conflict between a queer-identified young person and their parents who struggle to understand the young person's identity, that her thesis that being queer helps these young characters understand their parents better and brings the family ultimately to a better place is really original and really revolutionary, I think.
Well, and this is something society can't deal with very well either.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, so it offers that other dimension too, where we have to look at society as well.
Yes, this is another example of the kind of course and kind of coursework that that we hope shifts students' worldview a little bit, gives them some new ways to think about the world, and we see that expressed here in this piece.
Okay, so I have to ask, because we're asking this all the time, probably too much to my mind, but because the value of the arts and of literature and of writing is easily seen by me, but what, you know, if you've got somebody skeptical about what kinds of value this provides to people in getting jobs and their future, can you share with us your thoughts on that?
Sure. You mean the arts and humanities more broadly, or kind of specifically the kinds of writing you're doing for the anthology?
Well, let's try both.
Both. Okay. Well, certainly. So the whole philosophy behind the liberal arts education is that the best citizens and the best contributors to any workforce are going to be the people who are most well-rounded. And that includes having an understanding of things like the scientific method and being well-versed in STEM fields, as well as being well-versed in humanities and arts fields. And that's because you can know all of the math and all of the technology in the world. You can be the most brilliant coder. But if you don't know what humans need, you can't make a product that's good for them. If you don't understand how humans communicate and relate with each other, then you're not likely to produce a piece of technology that's as user-friendly or that reaches as many people or that allows people to connect in the ways that they need to connect. So similarly, kind of going the other direction, our English majors at Central College, we often encourage to get a minor or a double major in another area so that they can take the skills of strong reading, deep analysis, strong writing skills, and be able to market them more broadly to a field in technology or to business or to working in a company maybe for human resources or something like that. So it's really the interconnected nature of all of these skills that makes someone valuable in the workplace. And I think also keeps people well-rounded and happy as human beings. If you can appreciate the arts and take time to enjoy the arts, you'll be a more content person. And a more content person also is a better contributor to society.
Well, and hopefully the creativity that is explored helps make us more creative as well.
Absolutely, yes. So, you can't create a wonderful piece of technology or a brilliant new cure for something if you aren't driven to create in the first place, if you don't have kind of that bug or that understanding of where creativity comes from. And so being able to flex those muscles through the arts, those creative muscles through the arts, is really, really valuable as well.
What's the best part of your job?
Definitely interacting with students and all the ways in which students surprise me all the time. So getting to learn little things about them, like that a student I have in class secretly is a poet that no one knows about, or has really amazing visual art skills, or that a student is thinking about combining interest in English with interest in data science, or something else like that. Or just kind of outside of the box thinking in general, like this piece, like Emma Carlson's piece on the LGBTQ novels that can give us a new way of thinking about family, or Emma Klotfelter's piece on spiders that can take this animal that I kind of think of as a pest in my house and suddenly make me see a spider as a great artist who produces these decorative webs. Just my favorite part of my job is certainly the ways in which students are always challenging me to reframe the ways that I'm thinking about them and the ways that I'm thinking about the world around me.
Thanks to Valerie Billing for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.